Ray! Ray's calling us from Kirkland. What's on your mind, sir?
Yes, doctor. I'm calling about what type of supplements I could take to... Well, I think I'm having memory loss.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering what type of supplements I could start taking, and how long would it take before I notice that, you know, they're kicking in, I'm getting better, or whatever.
Okay, a couple of questions. First, sir, do you or anyone in your family have type 2 diabetes or metabolic syndrome, which is the precursor of type 2 diabetes? Is that anywhere in your family?
Yes, I have type 2 diabetes. My father had it, and his mother had it, and a bunch of her siblings had it.
Okay, sir. Well, in that case, the number one supplement, and there are a couple, three more I'll mention to you, but the number one supplement has to be niacinamide. Niacinamide, not niacin. And it's at the Tomah Dispensary, your local health food store, your compounding pharmacy, in either 1 gram capsules, or actually there's a big 1.5 gram pill. The point to the big 1.5 gram pill is it's time release. Most men can swallow that quite fine. Some of the ladies have a problem. And that way it only has to be taken twice a day. Now, the point to the niacinamide, sir, has been shown in research. I am not kidding you. At University of California, Irvine, it was in experimental animals who were all jiggered to get human Alzheimer's disease. And when they got their Alzheimer's disease, and how can you tell if a mouse or a rat has Alzheimer's disease? It can't run the maze anymore. That's what, and get lunch. Then they fed them all the equivalent of three grams of niacinamide a day. And every single one of those mice regained the ability to run the maze. And one of the researchers who was interviewed by Science Magazine made a bad pun and said it was amazing. But when they biopsied their little mouse brains, they found that one of the three things that accumulates the most and clogs up the brain was diminished by at least half, and it allowed better brain function. Now, that one I have found over and over again. I didn't find it. I just listened to people. I've been doing it for years. I learned more from listening to folks than any other way, who tell me that, ever since I started taking that niacinamide, my mental capacity is better. I can think better. My mood is better and so forth. And the people who tell me that over and over and over again are people with type 2 diabetes. Okay, so what we want to be doing with that is watching out for just one thing. If we take more niacinamide than our livers want to process, we'll get a little nauseated. How often does that happen? About half of 1%, but it can happen. So one needs to be aware.
Okay.
And if it does happen, you just cut the dose back. But if it doesn't happen, no problem. All right. So people start in using that, and they don't notice the thing for about the first month or so, maybe 3 or 4 weeks if they're lucky. And then, I think I'm feeling a little better. And by the end of about 3 to 6 months, that's really making a difference. So anyway, sir, that one is very specific for people who have type 2 diabetes in their families. But let me mention a couple of other things before you go that you might add to the mix. There's a product I put together years ago. It's in the Tomah Clinic dispensary. I think it may be in those other outlets. It's called Sage Memories. And oddly enough, it contains sage. And why do you think that herb got its name so long ago? Sage? Because people noticed it helped with people's minds. That's why. It has sage. It has a number of other things. It has a small quantity of niacinamide, not the 3 gram dose that type 2 diabetics need.
Mm-hmm.
But that one, it says right on the label something like serving size 2, something 2 times a day or something. Now, that one I have never heard of any adverse effects from. And the last couple of things, sir, that I'll leave you with, besides the niacinamide, the sage memories, make sure you're using a multiple vitamin with a good B-complex in it. You know, some B1 and B2 and B3 and all those. And again, they never have large quantities, but that B3 can be niacinamide. So if there's any nausea, just back off that 3 grams a day to 2.5 grams a day, because some of it's coming from maybe your multiple vitamin or something. Okay, so you want be a good multiple with B-complex in it, all the B-complex, the sage memories, the niacinamide, and then two other things to consider, just consider now, Up to you, totally. But there are two substances which have been proven, and I did say proven, and I'll say it again, proven, to get our brains to make new brain cells. How do you like that?
That's great.
And one of them is lithium in a low dose. It's quite safe. All the health food stores have it, and so is the Atomic Clinic Dispensary and the Compounding Pharmacy in 5, 10, and 20 milligram size. If you're anything more than a small adult, the 20 milligrams is probably the way to go if you're noticing a memory loss. And then the other thing is an amino acid called taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E, and that one is also proven to get our brains to make new brain cells. And that one is quite safe. So a gram of that a couple of times a day would be a super idea. And you know, sir, this important of keep this topic of keeping our memories is so important that I'm almost ready to shut up, but not quite. So I hope you got a pencil handy. There are three things that we can include in our food supply that have also been shown to help cognitive function when we get older.
Okay.
And they're just what brain cells are built out of. One, omega-3 fatty acids. Now, I bet you knew that one already, you know, fish and fish oil and so forth. Second thing, though, there are things called phospholipids, a lot of that in brain. And if we're going to build a new brain cell, we need the materials to build it with. And the phospholipids are found in all the natural food stores, Tahoma Dispensary, etc., as soya lecithin. Soya lecithin. There's no nut protein in there, soy nut protein, just lecithin. But if you don't have, and it's nutty and oily and tastes good, and it comes in granules, and you use a scoopful a day, and the scoops are always in there. But if you don't happen to like that, oddly enough, egg yolks contain phospholipids too. So people can do several egg yolks a week and get their phospholipids that way. So last thing, very last thing, and now I promise to shut up. There's a compound called phosphatidylserine that's getting some big advertisements in the newspaper for helping memory. And indeed it does, but not all by itself. It has to be in with the lecithin, the phospholipids, the phosphatidylserine. That goes with those things to help build, to help rebuild the brain. So there you go, sir. I'm sorry I afflicted you with this incredibly long list.
Oh, that's quite all right, doctor. Would you spell that thing, the compound that you mentioned after lithium? It started with a T, I think.
Taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E.
Okay, thank you very much, doctor.
Well, you're welcome, sir, and thank you for putting up with my rambling on the topic. I want us all to keep our brains, and I sure wish I could convince politicians to take this stuff, but that's a lost cause, sir.
That's right.